Welcome to the Maronite Podcast. This is a daily reading of the Prayers of the Faithful or Divine Office for the Maronite Church. This podcast is brought to you by Father Armando Alcuri, Administrator of Centrafrica Maronite Mission in Denver, Colorado, and Chris Pond. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as we begin and until we conclude. May mercy and compassion be put forth upon us in this world and the next. O Lord our God, to you be glory forever. Amen. Lord God, grant that we may never cease to long for the heavenly kingdom you have promised us, and to aspire to the real treasures you have prepared for us. Through your grace, may we obtain these things, and with your elect, we shall give thanks to you, who are all good, now and forever. Amen. Peace be with the Church and her children.
Glory to God in the highest, and peace on earth, and goodwill to all. Praise the Lord, all you nations. Glorify him, all you peoples. For steadfast is his mercy toward us, and the truth of the Lord endures forever. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, now and forever, and peace on earth, and goodwill to all. Lord, have mercy on us and save us. God of goodness, you have promised your heavenly treasures to those who are good. Grant us the rewards you assured the laborers of the 11th hour, who sincerely believe in you and acknowledge you. Count us among those invited to your spiritual banquet, and grant us a place at your right hand. Then, clothed in resplendent apparel, we shall joyfully go out to meet you with deeds of love, and receive from you the happiness you promise to those who do good. We shall praise and glorify you, now and forever. Amen.
Sing praise to God, sing praise. Sing praise to our King, sing praise. All you peoples, clap your hands. Shout to God with cries of gladness. For the Lord, the Most High, the Awesome, is the great King over all the earth. He brings peoples under us, nations under our feet. He chooses for us our inheritance, the glory of Jacob, whom he loves. God mounts his throne amid shouts of joy, the Lord amid trumpet blasts. Sing praise to God, sing praise. Sing praise to our King, sing praise. For King of all the earth is God, sing hymns of praise. God reigns over the nations, God sits upon his holy throne. The princes of the peoples are gathered together with the people of the God of Abraham. For gods are the guardians of the earth, he is supreme. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, now and forever. Amen. Sing praise to God, sing praise. Sing praise to our King, sing praise.
Lord, have mercy on us and save us. O joy of the blessed, you have given your people the Ten Commandments, and in your gospel have promised happiness to those who do your will. Grant us the blessedness which your love has promised to the holy ones who keep your commandments. Reveal to us the joy and beauty of your treasures. Then we shall direct our steps on the straight path that leads to happiness, and hasten on the way that leads to eternal joy. We shall give thanks and praise to you, giver of all gifts and fullness of the blessed, now and forever. Amen. O Lord, to you I call, hasten to me. Hearken to my voice when I call upon you. Let my prayer come like incense before you, the lifting up of my hands like the evening sacrifice. O Lord, set a watch before my mouth, a guard at the door of my lips. Let not my heart incline to the evil of engaging in deeds of wickedness with men who are evildoers, and let me not partake of their dainties. With a loud voice I cry out to the Lord. With a loud voice I beseech the Lord. My complaint I pour out before him. Before him I lay bare my distress. When my spirit is faint within me, you know my path. In the way along which I walk, they have hid a trap for me. I look to the right to see, but there is no one who pays me heed. I have lost all means of escape. There is no one who cares for my life. I cry out to you, O Lord. I say, you are my refuge, my portion in the land of the living. Attend to my cry, for I am brought low indeed. Rescue me from my persecutors, for they are too strong for me. Lead me forth from prison, that I may give thanks to your name. The just shall gather around me when you have been good to me. A lamp to my feet is your word, a light to my path. I resolve and swear to keep your just ordinances. I am very much afflicted. O Lord, give me life according to your word. Accept, O Lord, the free homage of my mouth, and teach me your decrees. Though constantly I take my life in my hands, yet I forget not your law. The wicked have laid a snare for me, but from your precepts I have not strayed. Your decrees are my inheritance forever, the joy of my heart they are. I intend in my heart to fulfill your statutes, always to the letter. Praise the Lord, all you nations. Glorify him, all you peoples. For steadfast is his mercy toward us, and the truth of the Lord endures forever. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, now and forever. Amen. Hallelujah.
Praise, glory, and honor, O God, for the marvel of your grandeur, the wonder of your majesty, the upbuilding of your church, the forgiveness of the sins of your people, the loving memory of your mother, and all who have been pleasing to you, the prophets, apostles, martyrs, and confessors, the just, the priests, saints, and contemplatives, the hermits, consecrated religious and ascetics, our departed, and all who have died in the faith. Glory to you, God of goodness, this evening and all the days of our lives, now and forever. Amen. Lord, reigning in the highest heaven, we who lie in the dust give you praise. All our being glorifies your mercy toward us. You came and walked upon the earth and traced for us a path that leads to heaven. Lord, we adore your right hand that opened the gates of heaven after we had been driven from the Garden of Eden. Since we are powerless to praise you, be glorified by the choirs of holy angels with whom we join our voices. We offer you the praise of your Holy Mother who gave you birth and held you in her arms as you hold the earth. We offer you the praise of the apostles who suffered, the prophets persecuted by a stubborn people, the martyrs who in the time of trial witnessed in their tortured bodies to their faith in you. We poor sinners, filled with repentance, lift our eyes to you, that your merciful goodness may have pity on us on the day of your glorious manifestation, and show us compassion on the day of judgment, when no being will appear holy in your presence. Lord, in your mercy remember all those who have died, marked with the sign of baptism, nourished by your body and redeeming blood, pledges of eternal life. With them may we give you glory and thanksgiving, now and forever. Amen.
O God, filled with love for your people, you accepted the incense of Aaron and turned away the scourge from your chosen nation. May our incense be received in your mercy, according to the will of your majesty, for the forgiveness of our sins in remembrance of your mother and of the departed who believed in you.
Lord God, accept this incense which we offer to you in union with all our ancestors who from the beginning have lived lives pleasing to you. May our offering be received by you for the forgiveness of sins and faults, and in memory of the faithful departed. Be pleased to receive it as a fragrant symbol of your love within us, and of our gratitude, praise, and adoration, now and forever. Amen.
Blessed be Christ, it is He who opens the door to the contrite of heart. They received their wages from their judge, and became companions of the saints in heaven. The prophets came at the third hour, the apostles at the sixth, the martyrs at the ninth, and the evildoer appears at the 11th, yet he becomes a companion of the saints in heaven. Repent and do penance, sinners, while there is still time. On the day of judgment, you will enter with the just into the paradise of light.
A reading from the Gospel of Mark. He began to address them once more in parables. A man planted a vineyard, put a hedge around it, dug out a vat, and erected a tower. Then he leased it to tenant farmers and went on a journey. In due time, he dispatched a man in his service to the tenants to obtain from them his share of produce from the vineyard. But they seized, beat him, and sent him off empty-handed. The second time he sent them another servant. Him too they beat over the head and treated shamefully. He sent yet another, and they killed him. So too with many others. Some they beat, some they killed. He still had one to send, the son whom he loved. He sent him to them as a last resort, thinking, "They will have to respect my son." But those tenants said to one another, "Here is the one who will inherit everything. Come, let us kill him, and the inheritance will be ours." Then they seized and killed him and dragged him outside the vineyard. What do you suppose the owner of the vineyard will do? He will come and destroy those tenants and turn his vineyard over to others. Are you not familiar with the passage of Scripture? The stone rejected by the builders has become the keystone of the structure. It was the Lord who did it, and we find it marvelous to behold. They wanted to arrest him at this, yet they had reason to fear the crowd. They knew well enough that he meant the parable for them. Finally, they left him and went off. They next sent some Pharisees and Herodians after him to catch him in his speech. The two groups came and said to him, "Teacher, we know you are a truthful man, unconcerned about anyone's opinion. It is evident you do not act out of human respect, but teach God's way of life sincerely. Is it lawful to pay the tax to the emperor or not? Are we to pay or not to pay?" Knowing their hypocrisy, he said to them, "Why are you trying to trip me up? Bring me a coin and let me see it." When they brought one, he said to them, "Whose head is this and whose inscription is it?" "Caesar's," they told him. At that Jesus said to them, "Give to Caesar what is Caesar's, but give to God what is God's." Their amazement at him knew no bounds. Then some Sadducees who hold there is no resurrection came to him with a question. "Teacher, we were left this in writing by Moses. If anyone's brother dies, leaving a wife but no child, his brother must take the wife and produce offspring for his brother." There were these seven brothers. The eldest took a wife and died, leaving no children. The second took the woman, and he too died childless. The same thing happened to the third. In fact, none of the seven left any children behind. Last of all, the woman also died. At the resurrection, when they all come back to life, whose wife will she be? All seven married her. Jesus said, "You are badly misled, because you fail to understand the scriptures or the powers of God. When people rise from the dead, they neither marry nor are given in marriage, but live like angels in heaven. As to the raising of the dead, have you not read in the book of Moses, in the passage about the burning bush, how God told him, I am the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, the God of Jacob? He is the God of the living, not of the dead. You are very much mistaken.
O Lord of night and master of all time, hear our supplications and have mercy on us. You reconciled heaven and earth, grant peace to your church and keep her children in the light of the cross. The night teaches us a precious lesson. If only the world knew how to pay attention. If you look at the day, you understand that the world passes, for it comes to an end and whatever light it possessed vanishes. Praise to you, because the splendor of your work endures beyond all understanding. To you be glory for your works, your marvels, and your judgment. The Virgin Mary, your mother, and the apostles, prophets, and martyrs intercede for us. O God, through their prayers, strengthen the weak, comfort the sick, grant pardon to the deceased, and forgive the faults of us poor sinners. Exalt, O Lord, the memory of your mother and your saints. Through their prayers, grant pardon to us and our deceased. Through the prayers of your mother, the prophets, apostles, and martyrs, watch over the living, and in your mercy, forgive those who have died.
Let us confess, adore, and praise the Holy and Glorious Trinity, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. Lord, have mercy. Lord, have mercy. Lord, have mercy. Holy are you, O God. Holy are you, O Strong One. Holy are you, O Immortal One. Have mercy on us. Holy are you, O God. Holy are you, O Strong One. Holy are you, O Immortal One. Have mercy on us. Holy are you, O God. Holy are you, O Strong One. Holy are you, O Immortal One. Have mercy on us. Lord, have mercy on us. Lord, forgive us and have mercy on us. Lord, hear us and have mercy on us. Lord, accept our worship and our prayers. Lord, come to our assistance and have mercy on us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen. O Lord, the night and the day are yours. You uphold the light and the sun. Through your power you direct the sequence of the seasons. O Lord, you have brought the day to its close and called forth the night. Be for us that great day that never ends. In the evening, let your light shine in our hearts, and in the darkness of the night, enlighten us with the knowledge of your truth. And so, through all the days of our lives, we shall praise you, Father, Son, Holy Spirit. To you be glory, and may your mercy rest upon us, now and forever. Amen. Let us thank God for all the graces he has bestowed on us this day, which has passed in calm and peace. Let us recall our failings against the commandments of God and the Church in thought, word, deed, or omission. We ask for God's pardon as we pray. Forgive us, Jesus. Lord, have mercy. Lord, have mercy. Lord, have mercy. Glory be to you, O Lord. Glory be to you, O Lord. Glory be to you, O Lord. God, Father in heaven, by your living and holy name, keep us from evil, and lead us not into temptation. For we call upon you, O Lord, our God, our constant hope. Glory to you forever. O Lord, our Lord, may our humble worship be pleasing to you. May our prayers come before you, and our actions give you honor. Let your mercy, kindness, help, graces, and divine love be poured abundantly upon us poor sinners, both in heaven and on earth, which you have created in your goodness. O Lord our God, to you be glory forever. Amen. Peace be with you, and also with you. O God, through the prayers of your mother and the saints who have believed in you, the prayers of the prophets, apostles, martyrs, and confessors, through the prayers of the just, the priests, the holy fathers, the pastors and doctors of true faith, through the prayers of our Pope, our Patriarch, and our Bishop, forgive your people and have mercy on your flock. May God bless, forgive, sanctify, purify, and keep each of the faithful united with us in this spiritual office. May mercy and compassion be upon us and all the faithful who dwell here. May peaceful rest be granted to those who have died in the faith. May the faithful who live here experience the protection of his victorious cross. May we and all his servants who adore him with bowed head receive the mercy of the Holy and Glorious Trinity, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, to whom be glory now and forever. Amen. May God forgive your sins, pardon your failings, and deliver you from the power of the enemy. May he grant you the remission of your offenses. Go in peace and pray to Christ for me.